Welcome back, you channel Swatch, to the 38th episode. I'm Little D, and today I'm going to be talking about the item shop, yesterday's item shop. I always do this because I always am not able to have time to record it the same day. Well, there has been some times, but it hasn't been that much. But, so, oh yeah, those things are still in. What time is it? It's 1:32. I thought it was like 5. It feels like 5. So I am very, very happy because I finally got my new setup to work. I just had something plugged in wrong, and I didn't know. I just had to plug something else in into the interface. So this is how it's working. So I just have my iPad. I can just press record, and then I would have like this adapter. But then what that's going through, I would have like this interface. It would be like a box where all of the audio runs through. And then I would have like the mic plugged into that. And then I would have the mic plugged into that. And then I have headphones on so I can hear myself talking. And I'm getting text messages. And I have, 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 5 inputs plugged in, including with my headphones. It's not that hard, and I just have an adapter, just all of it plugged into my headphones. And I'm not getting the audio from my iPad. I'm just using the iPad to press record and edit and stuff like that. So I'm very happy because like I can also have my friends over, and they can have a headset. Well, no, not a headset, just some headphones, and they can plug it in and... I'm gonna see how much headphones it can hold.
Let's see.
It can only hold 2 headphones. 2 headphone jacks. But if I would get, well, actually my dad has a bigger interface, but I'll probably use that one later. So like more of my friends could, come over and record a podcast with me. And we could always use the headphones, but that's not a big deal anyways. But yeah, that was a very long intro. I just wanted to say that to you guys, that I have my new setup, and I'm going to try and record most of my episodes in here. Whenever I'm at home, I'm going to try and record. Whenever I'm at my house, I'm going to try and record these episodes in this office with my setup. So yeah, let's get into this. All right, so for those of you new listeners to this podcast, if you were wondering about like this new setup I have, I had mentioned, I do not know in what episode it was, but it wasn't that long ago. I had said that I'm getting a new setup, and this is a new setup for my podcast recording. It's very smooth. It sounds super good. I can even hear myself and stuff. But yeah, that was just for you new listeners if you didn't know that I have the new setup. Oh, and also I forgot to say that the reason why it wasn't working, well, like, it was super weird because when I was doing it with my friends, with Hayden and Mason, they were on the podcast. Like, Mason was on episode 37, Hayden was on episode 36, and no, 35 and 36. So the reason why it wasn't working is because when I played it back, like, at the time where we were all talking, we couldn't hear anything. But then, like, we could hear stuff with our headphones plugged in at the time when we were recording it. So it was super weird. Audio can get confusing sometimes, but that's okay. So we have the new skin from yesterday's item shop. His name is Cade. He comes with 2 extra styles. And, oh, that's cool. And he has, like, a PC backlink called the Tower of Power. So that's the only new thing. I'm just going to go over the stuff that has already been in. I have lots of wraps to go over. Okay, so first we have the Deadeye skin for 2,000 V-Bucks. And it comes with a backlink. Next we have the Spectacle Sith for 800. The Death Wave wrap for 500. The Jawbreaker skin for 1,200. The Striker's pickaxes, it's her pickaxe, for 800. The Valkyrie skin for 2,000. The Frostwing glider for 1,500. I thought it said 600. Next we have the Safari skin for 1,200. The Elmira skin for 1,500. The Squat kick emote for 800. the studded axe for 800, the skipper emote for 300, the jamboree, what's that called? The jamboree for 500 V-Bucks. And that's an emote that I just said, those last two things. Okay, next we have these skins. They've been in the item shop before. It's like, if you, the cool thing about this, if, for like you guys that don't know of these skins, is if you would choose a wrap, then like it would, you could choose one of your wraps. So when you go into it and you press preview styles, then it shows you like all of your wraps, and then you can choose like one of your wraps and it pops up like on its clothes, and you can change the primary color and stuff. There's not that much stuff you can change, but I think it's still cool. So I'm just gonna say the skin names, because you can do the same thing with all of them and they are all the same price. So there is Rap Major, Mod Marauder, Customized Captain, The Stylist, Vogue Visionary, Rap Recon, Quick Change, LT Look, Rap Trapper, and Chick Commander. I probably said that wrong. Next we have, oh wait, no, I thought there was a bundle for the skins. So next we have the Rap Gear Bundle. So in the Rap Gear Bundle, it comes with two back blings, two pickaxes, and you can do the same thing. You can change the color. It's kind of brighter colors, but like when you would do it for the skins, it's like kind of darker. I guess that's a good way to explain it. But yeah. And you can get the two back blings and the two pickaxes for it separately. I'm going to say the names of the pickaxes and the back blings. So first we have the Hollow Gilf. Oh, I do not like this back bling name because I can't say it. For 400 V-Bucks, and the Sleek Hollow Glaphic for 400 V-Bucks. Next we have the Future Proof Flail for 800 V-Bucks, and that's a pickaxe. And the Hollow Slash for 800 V-Bucks. I have to take a quick break, one, because I needed to do my ad, and two, because I did not tighten my mic all the way. So I will be right back. It's just going to be 30 seconds. All right, so I fixed my mic, the position, and it was a nice 30-second break, so we are chilling. So what was I going over? Okay, I have to go over these wraps now, because I'm pretty sure I wouldn't know why they would do this, or why they wouldn't do this, but I'm pretty sure they put all these wraps in, so, like, they could give you an option to be, like, more creative, like, for the skins and the wrap gear bundle, but for the wrap skins, so, yeah. So first, wait, I'm gonna see how I can say these. I'm trying to see if I can say these faster. 500. Alright, so all of these wraps, I'm going to say, they are 500 V-Bucks. So, first we have the Core wrap for 500 V-Bucks. Wait, no, actually, I don't have to say 500 V-Bucks. I'm just going to say, like, the wrap. I'm not doing this correctly. So, we have Core, Radiant Zero, Kitsune, Gold Scales, Heat, I think that's all of the 500 V-Buck wraps on that page. Where are the 300s? Okay, I'm just going to go over it by doing it normally. So we have the Stealth Black for 300. We have a wraps pack. It's called the Golden Clouds. No, Clouds Wrap Pack. So in the pack, it is 600 V-Bucks, by the way. So, it is the Golden Clouds, Silver Cloud, and I don't know how you say that, but it's something cloud, and it's like a purple color in gold. It's like all of the ones, but it's just purple. We have a Magma. Everyone likes this wrap. It is for 500 V-Bucks. Next, we have the Rivet wrap for 300. I don't know how you say that. Traumatic Chromatic. It's either, I think it's Chromatic for 300. The Digital Grayscale for 300. Am I missing something? I don't think I said heat, but I'll just say it again for 500. But I should have said that because I said, okay, I'm going to say these 500 wraps now. I should have done it. Okay, now on next. Now, I'm going to go over the next page for the wraps. So we have the blue camo for 300, the immortal for 300, red camo for 300, camo pulse for 500, fractal zero for 500, medley gold for, oh shoot, I didn't mean to do that. Okay, it just went to a different page, now it's loading. Oh, here we go. The medley gold for 500, the star scout for 500 also, the eternal zero for 500, that wrap is insane. The sprinkles wrap for 300, corrupted for 500, ratty for 300, and the neon mole. I cannot read. The J Balvin bundle is still here. You can get his item separately. The Mike Lowry bundle is still here. Actually, it's not a bundle. I'm sorry. I'll just say the Mike Lowry skin is still here with his pickaxes. The Master Chief bundle is still here. The Mecha Morty bundle is still here. Wonder Woman. Darkfire bundle. Vox Hunter's quest. Shoot, I need to turn my phone off. The Breakpoints quest pack is still here. The Shadow Risings pack is still here. Fortnite Magma Masters pack. Dizzy's Domain pack. Cyber Infiltration pack. And the Infiltration Tools pack. And last but not least, the Last Laugh bundle. And also the 25 Battle Pass levels. I want to say they're back, but like I also don't want to say that because I don't know if it was a glitch or for when I took them out for a reason or something. Before this episode ends, I just wanted to say that the new crew pack is coming soon. And also there is going to be an update. It says you should see this in the lobby. You should see like exclamation mark under the play button. It says scheduled downtime for patch version 17.50 begins at 4 Eastern time. Matchmaking will be disabled approximately for 30 minutes before. So yeah, watch out for that if you would play at that time. But I'm gonna see if there's any new. The March Through Time is still here. The community creation. I don't want to say it's an LTM. Well, it probably is. But, there is a living room, a community creation, creative thing. So it says, the fight is coming home. Explore the ultimate living room and put your skills to the test as you battle it out. And a 30-player PvP. Tags, attack, battle, free-for-all, open world, original map name, living room, PvP. And next we have the green versus purple. It's an 8 versus 8 team deathmatch. Play as either team green or team purple. As you fight for the win, choose your loadout, then battle it out to be the first team to reach 25 eliminations. Okay, to be honest, that sounds kind of boring because there would be like some really good kids. I bet those kids would get the only kills. Probably not that, but like most of the kills, and it would go by fast. I do not see anything else that is new or anything, any new community creations or LTMs that have got added, but the bounty LTM is still here. You can play that for squads. Well, you don't have to play it for squads. The way you can play it, like, just for you beginners, you can play it with other random people that you don't know. You could play it with your friends. You could play it with four people of your friends, or three or two, or you can even play it by yourself, and just do squads. Don't feel that's how you can play it by yourself. But yeah, if there's any other way that you can play that, I'm sorry, and I'm probably forgetting. But yeah, that is it for this episode. Thank you for listening to the Eternal Royale podcast. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, then please leave me a 5-star review. And you will be featured in one of my next episodes. And also, you can be featured in one of my next episodes by shooting me an email. You can just send some episode ideas or some tips that you use in Fortnite. Or just simply say hi and I will mention you as long as it is appropriate. But as I said many times, I am very happy that I got to figure out how to make this new setup work. It is very cool. It's actually very simple, and it sounds really good because I have my headphones on now, and I can hear it at the same time. There's no delay or anything, and I just played it back just to make sure it was working, and it sounds super good. I hope it sounds good on your guys' end, but yeah, my outros are always so long now, but thank you for listening to this episode. I will see you guys in the next one. Peace.